It's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 67. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 94. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A former Ellis County District Court administrator was charged with 9 counts of felony identity fraud after allegedly using electronic signatures to sign performance evaluations for court staff. That's according to the charging affidavit, which was released Wednesday. According to the affidavit, Amanda Marie Truen's alleged use of the electronic signatures was discovered during an Office of Judicial Administration audit in October. Truen is no longer an employee of the Judicial District. Each count of identity fraud is punishable by up to 23 months in prison and or up to a $100,000 bond. The case is being prosecuted by the Kansas Attorney General's office. The Kansas Department of Health reported 6,722 new coronavirus cases in Kansas from Wednesday, July 27th to August 3rd yesterday. On Wednesday, the state reported one COVID-19 death in the past week. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Roofers in Kansas tore the roof off of the wrong house this week, then left the owner scrambling for help. The owner, Stephen Cornspan, rushed to his Overland Park home Monday morning after his renters heard banging. When he got there, his roof was mostly just a wooden frame. No workers were there, but they did leave a pile of shingles on the ground. Cornspan did contact police and his insurance company. He was also able to get in contact with the roofing company. The company offered to cover the cost of fixing the roof, and it was replaced Tuesday at the cost of about $6,000. The city of Pratt announced in a news release on its website yesterday that a project meant to replace the city pool won't require any burden from taxpayers. The reason? The city said a family stepped forward with a strong desire to unburden their fellow citizens. That family, choosing to remain anonymous, made a 4-year commitment and an agreement to the city, ensuring that no tax dollars will be spent to bring the project to fruition. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Monkeypox is slowly spreading across the country, with close to 6,000 cases being reported in the United States, and 48 states, including Nebraska, has confirmed positive cases. That's according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In Nebraska, there are 10 confirmed cases, but health officials are not taking those small numbers lightly. The World Health Organization has declared monkeypox a global health emergency, with more than 70 countries infected by the virus. Monkeypox cases are increasing each week, and a vaccine is available for individuals deemed to be high risk. The Central District Health Department now has 10 doses of the vaccine to fight monkeypox. Governor Pete Ricketts invited retailers who sell higher ethanol blends of fuel to apply for tax credits made available through the passage of Legislative Bill 1261E. Governor Ricketts signed the bill into law this spring as it was passed unanimously by the Nebraska legislature. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Turnout was strong for the primary election Tuesday, with increases in advance and mail-in balloting as well, driven largely by the statewide amendment on the ballot. There were no local contested races in Washington County. In Marshall County, the only local race was for 1st District Commissioner, with John Unger unseating Barb Kiekhafer, carrying 57% of 660 Republican votes cast. Marshall County Commissioners last meeting met with department heads. The county treasurer asked to consider closing the courthouse the last working day of the year and consider making that an annual closure to allow offices to perform end-of-year duties. Agency on Aging Transportation continues to increase in numbers. The state has mandated nutrition sites will be required to continue offering in-house as well as to-go meals. Extension advised 4-H numbers continue to be on the rise. They had a record number of livestock at the show's fair this year. Emergency management is still documenting tornado damage from June. The county did not meet the dollar threshold to qualify for federal assistance. Northeast Kansas officials meeting will be held in Marshall County September 23rd. Planning continues. The sheriff said he'll be replacing a jailer soon and has been busy working on plans for a new proposed jail. County appraiser reported getting ready to send out ag questionnaires. Health department said services are picking up. They're now billing for COVID vaccines and will be starting outreach clinics at the schools soon. County clerk reported the new truth in taxation estimated tax notices are being processed and will be mailed out next week. Commissioners are working on the budget, considering an 8-10% wage increase to help combat inflation, with a draft of the budget sent to the auditor for review. The board will move to approve a budget in the next few weeks. A budget hearing has been set for September 12th at 8:30 a.m. Marysville and area National Guard members were recognized at a deployment ceremony in Topeka Friday, as they're a part of the 2nd Battalion, 130th Field Artillery, based out of Hiawatha, which is being deployed to Southwest Asia on a peacekeeping mission through next spring.
Francis J. Cloker, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Francis Cloker. Peggy M. Anderson, age 85, of Waterville, passed away July 19th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, August 6th at noon at the Waterville Community Center. Private interment at a later date, with a Christy Anders funeral home in charge of arrangements for Peggy Anderson. Annabelle L. Reinhardt, age 92, of Topeka, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 5 until 7. At the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Annabelle Reinhardt. Warren H. Drinkern, age 76, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9.
Family will receive friends Monday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Warren Drinkern.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. A bit warmer throughout Friday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, clear with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the mid 60s and mid 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:30.
The milkweed plant is crucial to the survival of monarch butterflies. Did you also know it's played an important role in our country's defense? Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 4th, the 216th day of the year. Race car drivers Jeff Gordon and Kurt Busch share a birthday. As pods of the milkweed plant dry and release their silky floss, it brings a sense of nostalgia to some who were youngsters 6 or 7 decades ago. As part of the war effort on the home front, kids were encouraged to collect the milkweed pods for defense contractors. The buoyant and waterproof fibers made the perfect stuffing for Navy life jackets. Some of our readers recall collecting the pods in onion bags and getting a nickel a pound in return. Manufacturers still use it today, by the way, usually combined with goose down in pillows, comforters, and jackets. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports former K-State Wildcat Tishwan Shankar is adding another accolade to his long list of awards. Shankar won the bronze medal in the men's high jump on Wednesday afternoon at the Commonwealth Games at Alexander Stadium in Birmingham, England. The two-time NCAA champion Shankar earned his first medal at an international competition with a height of 7'3¼" on his first attempt to win India's first track and field medal at the Commonwealth Games. National champion David McCormick has signed a professional contract. McCormick will play for a Turkish professional basketball team in Istanbul. McCormick was a big piece of the Jayhawks championship run. He averaged 10.5 points per game, pulling down an even 7 rebounds a game while shooting over 50% from the floor. McCormick became the 64th player in Jayhawk history to reach 1,000 career points. He finished 19th on the KU rebound list with 681. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
We know it's hot outside in July, so Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino is cranking up the cold.
Hard. Cash.
Aggressive rollovers and cash drawings every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And that's just the beginning.
Saturday, July 30th, someone will win a brand new Jeep Cherokee and
aggressive rollover
with a minimum of $16,000.
It's a grand total of more than $100,000 in cash this July.
Plus, our indoor water park is always 72 degrees.
Don't get beat by the heat.
Come win cold, hard cash.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Highway 77 in Newkirk,
where the winners play.
It didn't take long for Dylan Edwards to decide on a new college football destination. Less than a week after the coveted Derby running back withdrew his commitment from Kansas State and began exploring other options with his recruitment, Edwards has already found a new home. He plans to announce his choice on Saturday. That's according to a post on his Instagram account. The timing of the announcement seems to be good news for Notre Dame, which convinced Edwards to reevaluate his options by offering him a scholarship and then hosting him on a visit last week. Most recruiting experts consider the Fighting Irish to be a heavy favorite. The Royals received a soggy send-off from the AL Central Division rival Chicago White Sox as they concluded their seven-day road trip on Wednesday with a game that featured a rain delay of 1 hour 5 minutes. Royals starting pitcher Brady Singer gave up 3 of the 4 runs he allowed on one pitch in the third inning as the Royals dropped the finale of their 3-game series 4-1 to the White Sox. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Add season-long color and pollinator appeal with Little Adder Hyssop. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This compact Anise hyssop is covered with purple flower spikes throughout the summer. It's half the size of black adder and blue fortune, growing only 15 to 18 inches tall, but producing 3 times the flowers. The full, well-branched plant is perfect for the edge of the garden, small spaces, and containers. The anise-scented leaves remain green throughout the summer and resemble catmint. Little Adder Hyssop forms a mound 22 inches wide and won't take over the garden like many of its mint family relatives. Grow this easy care beauty in full to partial sun locations with well-drained soils. Once established, it's drought tolerant. Plant it where you can enjoy watching the butterflies, bumblebees, and hummingbirds stop for a visit. And luckily, the deer tend to leave it be. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many organizations work to raise money for local causes. That is the case for the Kiwanis Club in Granite Falls, Minnesota. However, you may be surprised at what generates over $30,000 most years and is donated back to the community. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
On August 1st, 1919, Fred and Julius Ernstedt opened a small popcorn stand in downtown Granite Falls, Minnesota. It was just a side business for the brothers, but it turned out to be one that would stand the test of time.
The building is actually the second building that's ever been there in the 103-year history of the popcorn stand.
Les Birdquist in Granite Falls, Minnesota explains, for over four decades, the stand passed through successive generations of the Ernstedt family.
Then it kind of got passed down from family to family. It was 2003, and there was a guy in Granite Falls, and he was a member of Granite Falls Kiwanis, Dave Kafka. Dave and his wife ran it for a few summers, and for whatever reason, they decided that the time had come, they wanted to pass it on too.
Dave Kafka was a member of the local Kiwanis Club, and he and his wife had an idea of passing it on to a nonprofit organization. And what better group than the one he was already a part of?
Kiwanis donates all its money that's generated back to youth organizations in the community here. And it's an icon in Granite Falls. People love it.
And with the popularity of this small popcorn stand, the Kiwanis Club is able to donate some major dollars in this town of about 3,000 people.
Last year, the popcorn stand had net revenues of about $31,000 it made. We're open every night of the week, May 1st through Labor Day, and then weekends in September. And we're all volunteers that work there.
But there's another chapter to this story, an interesting link to what is served here and the history of this town. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Size isn't determined by dimensions or how big an egg looks. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's the total weight of a dozen that classes eggs anywhere from peewee to jumbo as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When you go to the grocery store and buy a carton of eggs, do you pay attention to the size? Maybe you open it to find some eggs are bigger than others, even though the carton is labeled as medium. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says eggs are sized not individually, but based on ounces per dozen.
So when you go into the store and you see large eggs, that's 24 ounces per dozen. Extra large eggs would weigh 27 ounces per dozen, and medium eggs would weigh 21 ounces per dozen. And they're the three main weights that you normally see in retail stores.
There are many factors that go into what size of egg a chicken will lay, and backyard chicken owners may be surprised to find a whole gamut of sizes from their birds. Frame says it depends on the breed, the age of the bird, its weight, a pullet versus a hen, and even environmental conditions.
If you're making a recipe that calls for one large egg and you only have small, it's not going to matter much. But when the recipe calls for multiple eggs, you'll have to make adjustments. For example, four small eggs are equal to three large ones. Sometimes when I crack open an extra large egg, there are two yolks in it. Those eggs are usually laid by a pullet when she first comes into production.
The ovary, instead of depositing one ovum, or what will become the egg yolk, into the oviduct, which forms the egg, it actually drops two of them. And then, of course, all the albumen and material gets around those two yolks, and they're treated as basically one egg. And then when they go down into the shell gland, the shell is formed, and they come out as a large egg. And usually they're kind of oblong shaped, too.
Learn more about egg sizing and how to work your recipes with it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. welcome to another edition of the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm your host, Max Blasky, as always. Today I'm joined by Matt Jandra, a chamber committee member from Hanover, part of organizing the Days of 49. How are you doing today, Matt?
No, I'm doing wonderful today. Thanks for asking, Max. How about yourself?
Not too bad. So now going into Saturday, the last day, Matt, what do we got for wrap-ups coming up?
If you somehow missed the tractor show on Friday, you have no reason to miss it on Saturday because it is all day. So come out and see the tractors. If you can't do it Friday, we will be doing it again on Saturday. That'll just be something that just brings a whole bunch of people out to get together just for a good time. And then, again on Saturday, we have the parade. Starts an hour earlier, 5:30 on Saturday. Parade number 2. Going to be an awesome parade. Plenty of floats, plenty of music, just good times had by all during the parade. Mm-hmm. And then that evening, we have the Joker Band. And then we cap off the weekend with fireworks at dark. That alone is going to be worth the trip.
Now, is there going to be a place for beverages, concessions, drinks, whatnot?
In the evenings, the community building up there at the grounds will be open, and there will be several places where you will be able to get in and have all sorts of different kinds of food and drinks, something that's just going to fit everybody from young to old.
I would be remiss if we didn't mention the carnival, Matt. For Saturday, is there a way you can buy wristbands or armbands for that?
There will be the ability to buy tickets or wristbands on Saturday. It's just going to be a great weekend. Fun time, hopefully great weather, and it'll be nice to just spend it, you know, with a lot of good people having a fun time.
Once again, I want to thank Matt Jandra for joining me on KNDY, and don't forget to get over to Hanover for Days of 49. Well, that'll do it for me, and we will just see you all again next week.
Widespread drought is giving cattle producers fits across much of the United States. You'll hear from a couple of them today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
It's not just crop producers who suffer when the country is impacted by drought. During a recent web event put on by the Farm Journal Foundation, some cattlemen talked about the drought that's now affecting some two-thirds of the land area in the U.S. When grazing lands and water supplies dry up and feed becomes costlier and harder to obtain, cattle growers often resort to culling the herd. One of those growers is Tony Toso of Mariposa County, California.
When you don't have the feed or you don't have the water or you've got tight supplies on everything, you're going to sharpen the pencil and the culling standard. So that's what we'll shoot for. We want to maintain producing a good product, a quality product. We're in survival mode. So make the best we can and try to ride it out.
In southwestern Nebraska, Steve Hansen has it perhaps a little better. His farm has had some rain, but the hay crop was still only 30% of normal.
We'll cull harder, but what we'll probably end up doing to get our body condition back where it was is we'll end up putting a little extra feed in those cows in the wintertime on the corn stalks so that we can get them into good shape to calve in the spring. And then we're just going to have to hope that we'll have enough rain to make that work.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good quality trade-ins priced right at the Nordic Motor Company in Marysville include a 2010 Chevy Equinox, under $6,000, a 2005 Buick Rendezvous, a 2000 Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickup, priced under $5,000, and a 1995 GMC Yukon. Test drive these and more today at the Nordic Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, although tar spot is still relatively new to certain cornfields in the Midwest, it is quickly becoming a problematic disease, and it's already been confirmed in fields across the Corn Belt, and agronomists are advising farmers to act now to protect their corn yield potentials. As Steve Wilkins, Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager, says that this year's outbreak is just a little bit different than what they've seen in previous years.
We have found tar spot, not necessarily a lot earlier than what we've seen in years past, but in some areas of the Midwest, planting was delayed, and therefore the crop is younger in its maturity from when we picked up on tar spot in years past. There's a longer duration of this plant's life that we're going to have to protect from tar spot. This year, a little bit different is we've seen larger outbreaks in more east central, south central Iowa, central Wisconsin. So it's going to be a problem regardless of where the majority of the corn acres are in the central to eastern to even southern corn belt. We've seen it pick up here in a little bit different geography from where we've had in years past.
He goes on to say that it's time to get out and scout those fields for signs of tar spot, which has a 21-day latent period.
Know the conditions, and if the conditions are right for tar spot, now that we're getting into many areas, the VT timing of application, we just urge people to spray your fields. Understand there's apps out there. Tar Spotter is one of them from UW-Madison, because the conditions are really what need to be driving our decisions. I'm not going to say it's too late, because it's not, but there's a lot more coming from infections that's taken place here that our naked eye can't see. Now's the time to spray for many of us heading into pollination. But even after that, understand your genetics. Are they susceptible? Do they have a level of tolerance? Your territory, do you have it in the area? Have I had it in the past? Do I have the right conditions for it? And then make the decision of whether or not to spray.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three roads and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Helps, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey, guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. If your family wants to put the fun back into your summer road trips, check out Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Not only do we have the perfect size vehicles for every lifestyle, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We want to see ya!
Warranty is a limited powertrain.
Inchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Inchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Inchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Inchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgViewNut, and I'm Ken Rogers. Well, there's a lot of debate throughout the U.S. about whether the country is in a recession. Last week, a report showed the GDP dropped another 0.9% in the second quarter this year. That's the second straight quarter showing a drop in GDP. Many economists say it is a sign of recession. The Federal Reserve also hiked the interest rate another 75 basis points. Jared Bernstein is of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, says the U.S. economy is going through a transition.
Well, there's no question that the economy is transitioning from the breakneck growth pace of 2021 when we more than replaced all the private sector jobs that were lost in the pandemic-induced recession. That was back before we got here. I think the president's plan when he arrived back in 2021 to get shots in arms and checks in pockets really set up that very strong growth rate that gave us the labor market backdrop that we're still enjoying today. But at the same time, we know that households are facing unacceptably high inflation.
The administration happy to see gas prices lowering recently, but also says there is still more to do.
We're glad to see prices at the pump down a bit, about 74 cents or so nationwide, but that's not enough. More needs to be done. And that's why we're also glad to see the legislative agenda that's evolved over the past few days, including this Inflation Reduction Act that Democrats hope to pass through reconciliation. So there are a lot of moving parts, but I think when you get right down to how our households experiencing this economy, put aside and do it quickly, in my view, all of the technical definitions of this versus that variable and ask the question, how are the American households doing?
Is there some good economic news out there?
The answer is that they face unacceptably high inflation and it is a real stressor for them. We're doing everything we can to help.
Jared Bernstein of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
To spray or not to spray, there are factors to consider before you apply fungicides on your corn. Disease levels are number one on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Soggy conditions in much of the Corn Belt this spring delayed planting. This could also mean delayed harvest in the fall, which sets up a risk for fungal diseases. Northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot, tar spot, and others could affect yields. Before you spray fungicides, there are several factors to consider, such as environmental conditions and where the diseases are showing up. Darren Mueller is an extension plant pathologist at Iowa State University. He says you can get a good indication of disease pressure without walking into the field. A lot of your scouting can be done from the computer.
One of the things you can be doing is reading newsletters from seed companies or the extension services from not just your state, but the states around you, looking at Twitter or whatever social media that you are on, and just look for the chatter. So if tar spot's blowing up in the same areas, you're going to hear about it. Once you start seeing that chatter, you know, you should be walking out in the field and making sure that what they're seeing would be reflecting on what's going on locally.
Know the foliar disease resistance of the hybrid you're growing. On intermediate and moderately resistant hybrids, any yield benefit would not cover the costs of the fungicide application.
My encouragement would be to be using a fungicide when a fungicide is needed. And so try to not look at yield response when you're considering a fungicide, and that's hard to do. But really, that yield response will happen if you're applying the fungicide to manage the fungus at a high enough level that would warrant a fungicide.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the decision to apply fungicide on corn at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Getting close to the end of trading today for a pre-Friday celebration. Kind of mixed on the board right now for the livestock overall. Grain market, they took a jump up after a lower day in the trading at the open today. September corn right now is up 12 and a half cents in the green at 604 even a bushel. December corn up by 12 cents, 2608 and a quarter. In the wheat market, September KC wheat's up 22 and a quarter cents to 857 and three quarters. December in the green by 21 and a half to 865 and a quarter. Soybean market, mostly higher numbers here, and they continue to climb. We'll see how they close a little bit later, as August beans are up 49 cents right now at 16.07 even a bushel. September's up 58 and a quarter cent to 14.62 even. In the meal market, August soybean meal's up $33 to 5.14 and 70 cents, with the September up 23.30 at 4.54 and 70 cents. In the bean market, soybean oil for August up 63 cents at 65.71. September's up 40 cents at 62 and at 22. Cents. Over in the cotton market, we're seeing kind of mixed right now. October cotton's down 40 cents at 99.96. December's unchanged right now at 94 and 43 cents. And the oats market has mostly higher numbers for the early futures here. September oats are in the green 1.5 cents to 4.12 even. December's up 3.5 at 3.98 and a quarter. Real quick in the livestock market, mostly lower numbers here. Overall live cattle for August down 10 cents at 137.80. October's down 20 cents at 143 and 75 cents. In the feeder cattle market, August down by 40 cents at 178.95. September's down 40 cents at 182 and a half. And the lean hogs are mixed, with August in the red 42 cents at 120.57. US dollar index today has a little bit of red on the board. September index is down by 63 cents right now at 105 and 74 cents. 30-year bonds are slightly higher, about a quarter of a point up to 143.15, and 10-year notes up at 120.19. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Eck Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty Eck Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty Eck Ford today or start online at RustyEckFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty Eck Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Since 2006, K-State has hosted 93 students for the K-State Research and Extension Summer Research Fellowship. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett with the K-State Radio Network. K-State Associate Professor Greg Aldrich provides information on what the program encompasses for these students.
What we are doing is bringing in students from underrepresented minorities into the university community, and we're trying to give them an experience in the area of research, primarily in agricultural research. They've been recruited to come to Kansas State University, and then for a few weeks prior to their arrival, we've started with a number of different introductions, orientation, training programs, and the such. And when they arrive, then it's boots on the ground. We're ready to go into the research project. Each of them will have completed a research project from start to finish, the scientific method, and it will culminate then with a presentation at the end of their research and some of their findings.
2022 KSRE Summer Research Fellow Kiara McAllister shares what her experience here at K-State has been like this summer.
My name is Kiara. I'm from Miami, Florida. I currently attend Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. I'm going into my senior year studying animal science pre-veterinary. My hopes of getting into vet school within the next year. My family found out about this program actually through the Manners Conference, through my USDA liaison. He introduced me to Dr. Wiley, and from there she was like, oh, I would love to have you. So I actually applied, and I was accepted. It's actually been really fun. I'm thankful for, like, the people that I've met here and my research professor and Caitlin, the graduate assistant. I feel like I've learned a lot through how to present and through doing research and what it takes to be in graduate school. I learned a lot about the process that it takes now. So I feel like it's really helped me through research and then also just knowledge and then making connections through friends here as well.
Aldrich shares that the fellows' work in the summer program is an all-encompassing experience and describes the cat food preference research study that Kiara actually worked on this summer.
That's exactly what Kiara's been involved in, is the development of that process. So it's not like this was something that's cookie cutter that we already had and scripted out and we knew exactly what we were going to do. She and the team have been working on the apparatus that we're using. They've been working on the food product and how we manufacture it to make sure that it's flavorful but not too flavorful. And it doesn't detract from the overall test. And then the execution or the timing, the sequencing of how those cats were going to be exposed to the apparatus and the food to see whether or not we could get them to discriminate from one flavor or the next, or one aroma to the next. And so it's taken a lot of steps to get there.
That was K-State Associate Professor Greg Aldrich and fellow Kiara McAllister. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.